Jonesy and Amanda in the morning.
101.7 WSFM.
You know, Gem Y Rye has been working harder than Amanda's yellow bin.
Brandon, please. I had one glass of wine yesterday.
And he's come up with this.
Gem Y Rye's jibber jabber. Jibber jabber. Jibber jabber.
So I got a runny bottom this week. Does anybody care?
Shut up, fool.
The Oscar noms are in, and whilst Tom Cruise didn't get one, his movie did though. Jonesy's wife, even though she watched it with its so-called female-friendly script, she's still not a fan of Tom.
They made it for women. Did you know they made this movie for women? They said, okay, let's get a thing that's pretty much not too dissimilar to Star Wars when they go into the trench and blow up the Death Star. Let's make that really easy so women and men can both go to this movie and enjoy it. It's brilliant. It's absolute brilliant.
And wasn't she like TC?
She just, I think it's the
is
grin.
The whole, is it the couch jumping stuff? She's
no,
not over
no,
it?
I think it's just the grin. I think it's that whole Jerry Maguire thing.
Would she rather that he had kept his old teeth where he had one big one in the middle like a toucan?
Old Smokey.
Yeah, and he could open a can of pineapple at the drop of a hat.
Put him on the kitchen bench.
Would she be happy then?
I don't know, but I am.
Australian Idol is back on the telly. Judge Harry Connick Jr. discussed the win-at-all-costs attitude, regardless of the talent the contestants on the show have.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's funny, because we live in a society now where people say, follow your bliss. If you want it enough, it'll happen for you. And that's not true. My thing might be, hey, I want to be an acrobat. I can't be an acrobat. You need someone to say...
acrobat.
No, but just wanting it enough is not enough, is it?
Not really. I mean, I think almost immediately, even if you don't know anything about music, you can tell right away if somebody is just shouldn't be in this particular competition. That doesn't mean they lack worth. Obviously not. But everybody is precious.
Exactly. And if you saw Amanda come out singing All By Myself in a leotard, then you would know.
On a high wire, I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah. The high wire, in that case, you may need the high wire.
I need a low wire.
I'll be looking for you on the high wire.
Okay. I'll be there. Thanks, Harry.
Don't look up.
You can't get more Aussie than this story.
I love it when you see a news story of two kangaroos going toe-to-toe. Did you see that? I got to tell you, the audio is very, very distressing.
Caught in the middle of two loved-up roos.
Now look, I'm going to tell you now, don't you walk away. She can. She can punch me. You
distressing.
Very confronting to see that. Keep it in a zoo.
Keep it in a zoo. There's kids about.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Amanda is a freestyler on the microphone. Words are her tools of the trade.
The restaurant had posted some promotional footage on Facebook last week and captioned it, New Year, New Mood. Mood? New. You try and say that. You try and say it.
New mood?
You say New Year, New Mood. Don't you try?
New Year, New Mood.
Shut up.
Say Unique New York.
Unique New York.
Say Old Mother Rattled a Rough Cat Park.
I'm not trying that.
Well, don't make me laugh. My spare pants are at home. This has been Gen Y Rye's Jibber Jabber.
Jonesy and Amanda in the morning.
101.7 WSFM.